Good afternoon. Welcome to my podcast. It's Rami Takes. So today, first of all, happy new week, and I hope we all get to smash our goals for the week. Today we're going to be talking about how I'm pretending to be a motivational speaker. Last week I attended an event organized by Google, and Fela Jutoi was there, and oh my god, that man, it got me reanalyzing, reassessing, thinking, rethinking, learning, unlearning my life. Okay, it wasn't that deep. Oh, it was deep actually, but it's not that deep right now. So I got to know about the event 4 years or so on Twitter. I was just going through my timeline and I saw it, and I was like, OMG, it's free. I hope the deadline is not yet over and stuff like that. So I registered and I invited other friends so I wouldn't go alone. I didn't know what to expect. It's Ibadan, so I was just thinking maybe a few people, it might be boring, it might be interesting. But once I saw that, oh, Funke Akindele was going to be there, Fela Jutoi, so I just registered and invited a few friends too. So I prepared on Thursday. It was on Thursday. I went down there. It was so far. It was at Ring Road, and that's so far from my place. So I went down there, and I got there like, I think 9 a.m. because it was supposed to start by 9. I left home before 9, so I got there 9 a.m. and I met a long, long, long queue. I was like, really? A lot of people are here for this thing. Okay, I joined the queue, and immediately there was this sweet lady. She just started talking to me. Hey, how are you? Good morning. And we just kicked it off that morning, Janet. So she was like, oh, okay, I have someone I know here already, because my friend was still on her way. Finally, we got the tags, we entered. It was a big, big, big hall, and I was still thinking, it's Ibadan, this place can't get filled up. Fam, I was deceiving myself. It got jam packed, like there were a lot of people. They had to add extra seats in front and all that at the end of the day. Anyways, the event started with learning digital skills, which was quite helpful. I learned a few things, and it was interesting also learning how to use Google for your business, for your hustle and all that. But the main aspect, what I want to actually focus on now, is the talk with Fela and Funke. Funke Akindele came. She was nice. She was amazing. You know, she was talking about her career, how it kicked off and everything. So it was all like motivating us and all that. But the funny aspect was when everyone was given opportunities to ask questions. Yeah, of course I asked that question, and then this lady was like, yeah, I'm so, I'm a student of University of Ibadan, I study this, la la la. So my friends tell me that I look like Ireti Osayemi. I don't know if you know Ireti Osayemi, but she's one of these Nollywood Yoruba actresses. So she was like, my friends tell me I look like Ireti Osayemi, and I know you started, she was talking to Jennifer, yeah? She was talking to Funke Akindele, and I know you just started this new series on YouTube, Ayetoro Town. So since my friends told me that I look like Ireti Osayemi, I don't know if I can be part of the cast. Everybody was just laughing. I was like, what? Really? Okay, so because you look like, is it by look like that they are using to do it? There were a lot of funny questions, really. There was this other guy, he was like, he's a movie producer. He was asking Jennifer, Funke Akindele. Okay, it's Funke Akindele, it's Jennifer. So he was like, I'm a movie producer, and I know there are a lot of investors that want to invest in Nollywood, in movies. I just don't know, what will you advise, or how should we meet them, and what are the things we need to do to draw the attention of? He was trying to, I can't place the question the way this guy placed the question, but what he was trying to ask was, the investors are not seeing us, so how do we see them? you get that kind of stuff. So Fouke was just like, the investors know where to go to get the people they want to invest in, so you have to up your game and everything. That one too was also funny. And well, mostly I enjoyed Funke Akindele's part. It was funny. She brought her funny game, she brought her serious game, she brought her Agbero game. It was really nice. So then our man of the day, Feladuro Toye, he now came on stage. Wow, this man is commanding. When I say he commanded the audience, in fact, man, he was firm. He got everybody was just quiet, and like people were just you know, this kind of you know, all those things he was saying, like that, this, that. I can give you some examples, yeah. Oh, I have this really good one that I actually liked, but let me give you some examples. That some of the things he said, he had a lot of quotes. He was like, the future is not outside you, it is inside you. Everything you can do is the reason you were born. The thing you carry inside you is a solution. Find your hustle. Farm. Imagine, he was going all about all these things. I thought he wasn't reading it from any book or anything, but it all felt so organized, so rehearsed. In fact, it was nice. You get motivated. But then he now said, there was this one he said, this particular thing he said, it was like, your name has no value if it does not solve a problem. Do you get that? Meaning that once someone hears your name, oh, my name is Aramide. Aramide is a nurse. Oh, she sells skincare products. Oh, she sells soaps. She's also a mental health advocate. Okay, so how can she help me? Something like that, you know, something like that. So what value? I'm trying to motivate you this Monday morning. What value is your name adding to people's lives? What value, when they mention your name, when they say, for example, Ayomide, Ayodele, Ifedayo, what value? Oh, Ayodele is a mental health advocate. Oh, is the team lead of Mani. Oh, he can help me. He can help me get across to a therapist. That's a solution. Oh, Aramide is a nurse. Oh, I can ask her a few questions about my health. She can help me with this. She can help me with that. So what value are you adding to people's lives through your name? So Mr. I don't know if he's a professor, a doctor, what his title is, but he said the value that you bring to people starts with your name, or something like that. He gave a lot of, you know, nuggets, as I decided to call them. So now let me give you another one I like. He said, whatever you do with a passion, you do with a difference. So if you're doing something and you're not passionate about it, there won't be that spark or that light in it. But if you have the passion, like that day he told us that, I think he said we should clap or something. We just randomly said we should clap. Then everybody, you know, some people did not even clap. But when he said clap for yourself, or clap for Google, or clap for something, when you have the passion for something, it was a resounding clap. Like everybody was just like, bah, 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 bah. So that was also nice. So for me now, I'm going to tell you what my name solves, or the problem, some of the problems my name can solve. Aramide, what difference can I make? For now, I can help you. Okay, my health, my nursing career now, I know it has to be paying me very soon, but right now I can help you with some questions, but I'm not prescribing anything to anybody. I'm not your doctor, I'm just a nurse, I'm a caregiver. So when you hear the name Aramide is a nurse and she's a caregiver. When you hear the name Aramide owns a skincare brand. She sells body soaps, body scrub, bringing up new products soon, so watch out. Yes, I'm showing that in there. Then I also work with a mental health organization, a non-governmental organization called Mentally Aware Nigeria Initiative. I'm not qualified to give therapy. I'm not qualified to be a therapist, but I can help you get across to therapists. I can help you get across to people you can talk to. We have in another episode, I'm going to talk about money. Hopefully, I'm going to talk about money. So I think these are the three major things that I can help you with: someone to talk to, your caregiver, then your skincare brand that you have to patronize. The business is at the Rami Scrub on Instagram. It kicked off last year, but I'm not going to talk about my business today either. So I just wanted to look forward to that. So all about that is all about today is just trying to motivate you for the new week. Yeah, so don't forget to stay true to yourself. I'm going to leave you with this quote that I like from a book that one of my friends sent to me. Hi Oshida, I am strong because I love. So why are you strong? I am strong because I love. Why and how are you strong? Don't forget to stay true to yourself, as I've said. Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye.